So, how did the craft beer movement find its way to town? Well, if you ask David Smalley, a professor who teaches a home brewing class at Lincoln Land Community College, he'll give you an easy answer.
I want to say it's our Prairie Schooner group, because it really seems to be driving a lot of it. There's probably about a half dozen good places to get a wide variety of beer that really have widened their selection. And I think some of it is people like us willing to spend that money. I'm not going to spend, you know, $1.50 on a beer. I'm going to spend $5.
Smalley hails from Madison, Wisconsin, a capital city where craft brews have long been an integral part of the culture and bar scene. Smalley joined the Prairie Schooner's home brewers group when he moved to Springfield 6 years ago. He says since then, he's seen the interest in craft beer blossom here. All three of the breweries in town have connections to the group, and the owners tried their hand at making beer at home. Over at Obed and Isaac's in downtown Springfield, Adam Kahn is showing me a small operation. The smell of the place is somewhat overwhelming, almost like fresh baked bread, but more peculiar. Kahn is one of two brewers here. He explains part of the smell comes from the CO2 being released from the kettles, the large steel vats that hold the beer while it is made and before it goes into the kegs.
We bring in approximately 2,000 to 4,000 pounds of malted barley, wheat, some sort of cereal grain that we can create a base of the beer called wort. So when we start our day, we'll get our grain bill put together upstairs, send it through a two-roll mill.
For Kahn, beer is a family affair. Obed and Isaac's is a family-owned brewery and situated in an historical Lincoln-era landmark that has family roots. Kahn says he and his father got into beer by starting small.
School hard knocks, I guess. We've messed up a lot at home. We've learned a lot at home. It's reading a lot. There's a lot of new publications that have been out.
The Kahns have no formal training. They use common knowledge and brainstorming to dream up brews like the Long Nine, a Black India Pale Ale with high alcohol content, a milk stout, and lagers that utilize seasonal fruit. Kahn says they've offered about 35 different varieties of beer so far. Just outside of Springfield in Cantrell is Rolling Meadows Brewery, another family-owned operation headed by 30-year-old Chris Trudeau. He shows me the garden where he grows his own hops.
It's a really nice, tranquil area for a workplace because, you know, you can have a kind of stressful work day in the brewery and then you can just come take a walk in nature, and it's really nice.
Rolling Meadows has been operating for about 3 years. It started after Trudeau went to college for design in Vancouver, where he spent free time at local craft breweries. When he heard in one of his classes that for many microbreweries, the largest cost is graphics and advertising, he says he had a bit of an epiphany.
Do a little brewery on the family farm. We could grow our own hops. We got our own water already. And Springfield needs a brewery anyway. So, yeah, it kind of just developed pretty organically like that.
For Rolling Meadows, local beer is part of the growing local food movement. Trudeau is passionate about supplying people with organic products made in their own communities. Some of the produce in the garden goes to local restaurant American Harvest, where his beer is also sold. Other restaurants and grocery stores in Chicago and Springfield also supply Rolling Meadows beers, some of which show hometown pride, with names like Lincoln's Lager, Springfield Wheat, and Abe's Ale. Local organic food and beer pairing will also be a focus of the freshly opened In Grain Brewery, which I visited earlier this summer while still under construction. Brent Schwer is the owner there. He spent 11 years as an engineer for Caterpillar before this venture. He too was a home brewer who enjoyed making hoppy beers and an oatmeal stout for his wife. He says it was her idea that the two go into the beer business. And Schwer says he follows the rising trend of craft breweries in Springfield and on a larger scale.
Just from a state perspective, the state of Illinois has seen a tremendous growth in the number of microbreweries and how much beer they produce. So there's definitely, and then nationwide, craft beer growth has been amazing. It's actually a real success story during the downturn that every year during the recession, if you will, craft beer numbers grew.
According to the Brewers Association organization, the national craft brewing industry grew last year alone in both volume and dollars by about 15% each. But with the plethora of craft beers to choose from nationwide, why the need to go local in the first place? Well, for enthusiasts like David Smalley, there's an easy answer for that too.
Freshness. If you've ever had fresh bread, that's the example I use most of the time. You can get bread made in New York City that was really good By the time it gets to you, it's probably stale.
Thanks to the new craft brewers in the area, that's not a problem. So you can put down your import and pick up a local beer that best suits your tastes. I'm Rachel Atwell.